where we're going to reharvest the shells, that we, instead of $100,000, it would be about $40,000 there. Getting up the shells that have been put in the mud and poor project.
In the great.
Won't take it from that?
Huh?
Won't take it there? Any problem with that from the commission?
Yeah.
All right, then by consensus, you have that.
I guess with the understanding that if they can't get 40,000 bushels, then the money would go back into...
That's 30,000.
30,000.
Right.
Yeah. Or 30,000.
Yeah, if you can't get the 30,000. Nice try.
really,
it's the principle of the thing on the 30,000. I think as long as we try,
right.
We're doing what the committee recommended anyway. 10,000 bushels. Maybe next year it'll be double.
Right.
All right. American Shad is the next issue, Jack. Did you get with the folks and have a report?
I want to take this opportunity to tell my staff how much I appreciate what they are able to do in a short period of time. You all don't often see all of the work that goes on behind the scenes before you're given an evaluation of an issue, but I can tell you they stand ready to prepare that kind of information for you whenever you want it. And they have put together a table of information I think will be helpful to you. It's done on the fly, and it's one data set. If you want more information...
Hold this the same, Carl.
I think so. Yeah.
Rob and Eric Robillard and his staff are good at putting this kind of information together very quickly. Now, let me explain what you have in front of you. You have a list of fishermen indicated by their last four. This is confidential information, so we'll need to collect this from you when you're done. These are people who, over the last 10 years, have harvested striped bass by gill net, anchored or state gill net, in the months of February and March from the spawning areas that we talked about earlier. There are 75 people who are listed here over that 10-year time frame. Within any given year, we're talking about a low of 10 fishermen and a high of 24 fishermen who harvested striped bass from these areas, and one would then assume have some bycatch of shad. If you want to use this to decide how to limit shad bycatch permits in the spawning areas, if you want to give anyone who's landed striped bass in the last 10 years, you're talking about adding 75 people to the list.
Okay.
If you want to require that they have more than 1 year of harvesting striped bass in these areas, let me give you some numbers. There are 18 people who show 3 years' worth of harvest. There are 13 who show 4 years of harvest, 12 fishermen that have 5 years, and 3 fishermen who show harvest in 6 years out of the last 10. Now, of the 75 people that are on this list, 10 have permits now. But not all of them have multiple years of striped bass harvest up there. 5 have permits and have harvested striped bass in the last 3 years. But that's just, I don't think that's neither here nor there for right now. The discussion you were on was, can we allow a limited number of fishermen up in the spawning areas and somehow use the striped bass data to...
That's your choice.
We can't.
To limit.
Based on this information.
Yeah, but then you've got to decide whether it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 years.
Yep.
So you're talking anywhere from 120 fish up to however that figure would be.
The concern I have is that this, I don't know how else to do it, but at this late hour, you're trying to nail together a limited entry program for a fishery that we typically take 18 months to
work out the case,
5 years to try to devise. And I understand, you know, what the pressure you're under, I can't get away from the problem that this is a fishery that's been under a moratorium for more than 10 years now. And it's one that we're trying to restore. And every time you remove a fish from that population, look at all the efforts you went to with the King William Reservoir by halting the pumping during the spawning months. And you were placing a value not on the adult spawner. You were placing great value on individual larvae that were up there in the Mattapani. Now we're talking about what is the value of that spawning female that could produce 100,000 to a million larvae, one fish.
Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Jack. I think you've given us the information we requested. I got Mr. Garrison and then Mr. Robbins.
I refer back to DGIF. They have the hatcheries as well as the Indian hatcheries, and they have had a chance to study these hatcheries. And Gary Martell is the chief of fisheries for DGIF, and I don't think Gary got his figure out of the air. I think for some reason that he had that cost of that fish. And I go back to Jack. Jack brought an excellent point up on the reservoir. Here we are talking about spawn. Now, we've got a program here set up to stop. You're talking about a few fish, but I'm sorry. It's all been through public hearings and all this stuff. We did it last month. We said we were hurried up too much. We brought it back this month. I think we've done it enough. I think we should stop and hold our ground right where we are. We're going to get, if we do it for 5 people or 10 people, we're going to get more heat than if we cut it off where we had it already advertised for.
Mr. Robin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack, as I understand it, these fishermen on this list right now are free to come get a permit, but the restriction is that they cannot work in this spawning area, correct?
That's correct.
I mean, I have no...
Half permits.
I would stand by my previous remarks. I have no problem with, you know, issuing permits to these people, but I still think we ought to keep the spawning area closed.
Right, Mr. Shear.
Well, the problem I see is people that have been fishing in this area are catching shad anyway, and they're dying.
Yeah, they're throwing them away.
So if we take, you know, let's say you've been in there 4 years or more, you're talking about 31 people who would be able to have the option to fish in this area, the spawning area. They're fishing there anyway. We're not increasing their catch. We're just making the utilization of the resource. So I think that, you know, allowing the people that have been fishing there anyway to be able to use this resource instead of throwing it away, I think that's a positive thing.
Jack, how many years, excuse me, Mr. Commissioner, how many years did we require the ocean fishermen have? Was that 5-year plan when you had to have been fishing the ocean 5 years before you get a permit to fish in the ocean?
You're talking about the strike.
3 out of 5, and you had to land at least 5,000 pounds.
And 3 out of the last 5.
Yeah.
It ended up as 1 year.
In the straight bath. But in the shad plan, it was 3 out of 5.
Yes.
All right. Well, you have the figures before you, and you have the, you know, you've heard a lot of comments. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Bowden.
I've looked this over, and so has Rick, and one thing popped right in our mind was the third one down on the list is probably either dead or doesn't have a straight bass permit because he hasn't fished in the last 5 years. Hopefully he sold his permit. At least we can hope that. I think we can reach a compromise here. I think you should have to have 5 out of the last 10 years. Then you are getting people who actually fish there with some regularity, maybe not every year, but definitely with some regularity. And we could allow those people 5 fish in that area. In the spawning area, they'd only be allowed 5 fish per vessel. And if they move out of that area and fish in other areas where 10 fish is available, we could do that. So I'd like to make a motion that we set up a limited entry. I know it's on a last-minute basis, that you had to fish at least 5 years from 96 to 2005. And you can only land 5 fish in the spawning reaches.
How many people is that, Ernie?
12 people.
12 people. Okay, I thought I was right. Okay.
Emergency regulation.
Let's say this would be under emergency conditions. You'd be amending a regulation under emergency conditions.
And that would be a maximum of 12 people.
Yes, be a maximum of 12 people. It may very well be less.
And you're reducing the bycatch from 10 to 5?
Just in that area.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a significant problem.
Now, you've heard the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Who seconded it?
I did.
All right. I heard the motion and the second, and discussion to the motion.
I'll discuss the motion. I think it's a bad idea.
Dr. Jones?
I guess I've sat through the King William Reservoir, and the very issue that Jack was bringing up was valuing larvae, and here we're going to harvest females. And some of those females have been the result of hatchery programs. So that this is a net loss to the society of $17.50 per fish on average. That's $75 for three fish out of 10 that are caught. And there's no way I can justify. There's absolutely no way I can justify this. I think it's a bad idea to put limited entry on the books that isn't well thought through. And I don't like hurting commercial fishermen, but this is a bad idea in any way I can think about it.
Anyone else discussion to the motion? All right. Everybody understand the motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by raising your right hand.
One, two, three, four.
Opposed?
One, two.
The motion carries on emergency basis, 4-2. And advertise it for a full hearing again the next meeting. Okay? Anything else to come before this body? Then we stand adjourned.
Going up for justice tomorrow.